hearing from far.
Just to sit here at the house of mercy, waiting for the waters to stir. Just to sit here at the house of mercy, waiting for the waters to stir.
Of all the things we run into in this life, grief, loneliness, heartache, injustice, we are also hit by love and joy and hope. They seem impossible to avoid. A lot of people have been wondering who's a better juggler, Dr. Mark or myself. Yeah. I'm only trying the two hands, but I think it's Mark.
Yeah, welcome. What a beautiful day. It's light blue Sunday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You didn't get the memo. Sorry.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's a couple of you.
Yeah.
And we have John in the pulpit.
John's testifying for us here today. John Carney, you know him, you love him. Maybe you've heard the story before, but our first Sunday we had House of Mercy, we didn't know who's going to show up, or we were very nervous. We just... We set out the programs, we got out of the church already, and then we went to off to pray, as we did back then. we came back, and here was John, who we'd never seen before, handing out programs, and he welcomed us to the church. So we were, and he's been running the place ever since. So we're glad to have you here, and it would be great to hear from you. Hey, let's say hello to the hardest working band in the church band business. It's a grand old Grievous Angel Band.
We are singing for the saved, and we are dancing for the damned. We are the grand
Don't
old
you love
Grievous
them, folks? Don't you love
them? Angel Band.
So good. This just makes my heart feel good. Excellent. So glad to have you here. Yeah.
Speaking of our first service, it's coming up again, Sunday, May 5th. It'll be 28 years since we started. Soren Kierkegaard's birthday, May 5th.
Yep. It's also known as
Cinco de Mercy.
Cinco de Mercy.
Yeah.
So come out.
We've been threatening Taco Bar for, it's been on the whiteboard for years in our office with brainstorming ideas. Taco Bar finally will be reality.
It's going to be a taco bar right after church,
people
right in the
clamoring,
back.
Taco bar, please.
Taco bar, taco bar. Look, I don't even care who's a better juggler. Just give us the taco bar, they've been saying.
That's right.
So yeah. Cinco de Mercy, May 5th, we're going to have a very short annual meeting, and then, you know, tacos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't tell you about the meeting?
Meeting's great. Yeah, yeah. We'll discuss... Yeah. Some aspects of the future of House of Mercy.
Yeah.
And I think we'll decide to renew the place for another year.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think we will, yeah.
It's a good...
Attend the meeting to get the tacos?
They'll be right there.
Yeah, it's going to be right there.
Tacos
yeah.
of grace.
Yeah, that's, it's tacos, yeah. yeah. We don't care. Yeah. So, and then also you can see on the back, coming events. You can just look at them all in the back there, back in the program situation. Good things coming up. And... I think that is about...
A couple of things that you might want to put on your calendar and arrange in advance. Lutheran night over at Allianz Field, Saturday, June 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Contact me if you're interested in going as a group. And then Friday, July 29th through Sunday the 21st. I don't think those are the right dates. I messed up the dates. Do not pay attention to those dates. But anyway, see Nancy if you want to RSVP for some or all the camping trips. Stay both nights, stay one night, pop in for the day on Saturday. It's going to be at Afton State Park, and it will be in June or July. Sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
This is the House of Mercy, and welcome to it.
All right.
All right.
Can wash away my sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Spirit of the living God, fall upon us. Infuse our lives with your presence. Make alive all those things within us that need rejuvenations. Transform us, inform us, shake us with peace until we glow. Amen. May the peace of Christ be with you all. Let's share a sign of peace with one another.
Today we get to hear another one hot off the presses from Michael. He's our guest artist today. And Michael, when did you write this song? How hot off the press is it?
It started in like a Invergrove Heights-ish.
Super. Can't wait to hear it.
Bread is broken, wine is poor, to remember our dear Lord. Though your spirit may be poor, come be fed. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb who was sacrificed, for my debts he paid the price, come be fed. You are flesh and blood and bone, but you'll never walk alone. By the cross you were atoned for, be fed. Let's repent and sin no more, to embrace what grace is for. Let us worship and adore and be fed. Bread is broken, wine is poured, to remember our dear Lord. Though your spirit may be poor, come be fed.
Won't you please join me in the prayers of community? I'll end each prayer with, God, in your mercy, and I invite you to respond, hear our prayer. God of mercy, help us to lay down all we have left undone, those things that we no longer need to carry. Bring us your peace, true rest, which comes from our trust in your benevolence. Remind us that we may relax into your generosity. There is nothing we need to claim, defend, deny, or keep spinning. Most of all, remind us that we are loved. God, in your mercy. God of mercy, we have not loved you with our whole selves, and we have hurt those we love and those that we do not know. Forgive us our sins and our missteps made out of fear. We know that you are gracious and judge us with your mercy, and find us innocent and forever in your arms. God, in your mercy. God of mercy, we thank you for this community that we have in one another, acceptance, that we would practice with one another mercy, that we would be moved always to extend this community to any who look for your mercy among us, that we would be honest in our deeds as well as our words, in our commitment not to vilify those with whom we disagree, don't see eye to eye with, or deem worthy of our judgment. God, in your mercy. God of mercy, we pray for the sick, the dying, those who are mourning the death of someone they loved, those of us dealing with mental illness, the incarcerated, and those prisoners to addiction. We ask for freedom, release, healing, and peace. God, in your mercy. Meet us now in this extended time of silence. Amen.
Sinner friend, won't you come on in? Won't you come on in from the cold?
Tonight's scripture reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In light of all the sin I've seen, my sisters, some say my soul can't be clean. In spite of all the dirt I've done, my brothers, I have been saved by the Son, and I'm redeemed.
Testify.
Oh, I am redeemed.
Testify.
By the blood of the Nazarene, I am redeemed.
Testify.
Oh, I am redeemed.
Testify.
By the blood of the Nazarene.
My sermon is telling of my trials and edifications as an elementary and middle school and as a young adult, so that you may be pleased of my overcoming and my trials. When I was young, I was in trouble with the other kids because they would set me up and watch me fall. I would seek revenge and accuse them of setting me up. This fight lasted 3 years until sixth grade. That year, the kids voted for me to be in the troublemaking class in middle school. The kids in the class were all troublemakers. And everybody would set up and complain about the other kids, and I wouldn't fight back. So they would accuse me of things that I never did. If this happened, the teacher made a multiplication error, and the kids made fun of him by calling him stupid and idiot. The teacher said, "If you're smarter than me, you should be able to figure out this text with no problem to get it 100% right." He said, "I will give you this test until you get it completely right." This lasted for 3 weeks. All the kids were frustrated at me because the teacher would not help them. Then a kid called Thomas, who sold wine to teenagers, got up and said to the teacher, "I'm going to tell the principal about this." And Mr. Johnson said, "You're not going anywhere." And he grabbed Thomas and threw him against the wall. Thomas punched Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson dragged him in the hallway and beat him up. Thomas was hospitalized and thrown out of school. So I intervened. I went to the principal's office during study hall. I told the principal the whole story about the test and how Thomas wanted to tell you that it wasn't good. The principal said that Thomas didn't start the fight, that Mr. Johnson threw him against the wall. The principal said Thomas, I have no right to complain to me. I told him that I wanted to leave the troublemaking class. The principal said no, and I said, give me 2 weeks, and if I cause any trouble in the class, I will go back into the troublemaking class. So the principal, and I didn't cause any trouble, so the principal said I could finish the year in a regular class. I graduated from middle school without any other trouble. In high school, I wasn't well. I wasn't book smart, and I had trouble reading the textbooks. I failed 2 classes in my first year. I had to repeat the classes. Around that time, I saw a notice for Youth for Christ was giving away a free dinner. And I went to the hockey arena to eat burgers. It was there that I met the leader, Ken Engstrom. He came up and asked me how I was after eating 6 burgers. Kennings told me his testimony and started teaching me about the Bible. I became very, very spiritually minded, so I went back to my Catholic church. The priest would take the boys and alone would fondle the boys. And I didn't like it, so I went to the Lutheran church. Although I still wasn't doing well in school, I failed every class in 11th grade. The assistant principal told me that I had to repeat the whole year. I asked if I could go take the GED test. He told me that I had to be 18 years old. I told him I am 18 and took the test and passed. I was so happy that I didn't have to go back to school ever again, and I was free from all the kids in the school. It was the spring of 1977. I dedicated my life to Christ. I was studying the Bible and writing poetry about everything I was learning and feeling as a new Christian. I got the idea to write a poem about the Passion of Christ. I worked on it for 4 years. I wrote from the Last Supper to the Crucifixion and the Ascension. At this point, the poem was 32 pages long. I wrote mostly from John's Gospel, where Jesus speaks to the people, to the apostles, after Judas left. I wrote it longhand, the poem rhymed, but it didn't have the consistent meter. I finished the poem and gave it to my pastor. He was impressed. I began to memorize the whole New Testament. The pastor was impressed that I memorized the New Testament, so he asked me to study the Bible with him. He wanted me to become a pastor. I said no because I was going through my trials as a result of the priest. And my mind was very confused and sporadic. But I finally finished my poem. The ending went like this. As they walked up the hill, the scripture had been fulfilled. Said he that knew no sin, and then he began to teach all of them. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth, for I have given you a new birth. will ye therefore and teach all nations of God's love and my salvation, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The pastor said I should write it in a new poem and help me to structure it into stanzas and verses. This poem was 10 pages long. There were 4 sections that were important: the triumphal entry, the Last Supper, including communion, the trial before Pilate, and the resurrection. In my writing, the communion of Christ, for Christ prophesied about his persecution and judgment of Pilate and his crucifixion. Christ foresaw that he would be condemned and crucified. He told the 11 apostles in an intimate way, had the bread and wine of the new covenant in his blood. He told them this communion was an eternal covenant. When the pastor comes down and serves the bread and wine, the pastor becomes the servant to the whole congregation. Christ humbled himself in many ways to teach the pastor how to love and serve the people. Christ showed his human side at the Last Supper and made a new covenant with the people. So we are all participants in the body and the blood of the Lord. For on the first day of the week, we gather together for the tradition of prayer, sermon, and communion. In my poem, I wrote about it. Then he took and broke the bread. This is what he had said. This is my body broken for you in the remembrance of me. This shall you do until I come back to you. Then he took the fruit of the vine. I shall not drink again until my time. Then he said, this is my blood shed for you in the remembrance of me. This shall you do, for this is the new covenant made for you. For he that eats the bread and drinks the wine, so that I've suffered and died. For the covenant I've given to you in the remembrance of me, this shall you do. Until the day of my glory, I've given you this to do. So let us eat the bread and share the wine to show the testimony of the Christ. Communion shows the eternal covenant we have with Christ. So let us share communion together to show and testify Christ's love and to show us how to love and serve one another. Thank you.
Follow.